Blog Talk Radio.
Between me and you,
I just hustle harder. I'm like a Burger King, cause don't let me take your order. Hey, this is Trap Talk, and I'm a trap star. Pirate spy, posted by my cookie jar. I'm talking boss lingo, like off in my console. Me all about me peso, ballin' like Diego. Workouts in my kitchen, saw this, please don't take no photo. Sweat on my paper, rubber band, and all these bankrolls. When I'm on that juice, I turn the club into a smoke show. And fuck, pullin' on my plug, get it by the polo. Sweat on my face, for running up these bands. In my joint, hit hard like it's a battle of the bands.
Let's do it.
So many caps, your boy done went major. Now lay the flavor, jumping on Gator.
Let's do it.
We get money for real. I'm on my grown man, and in the second verse, it's still game time. I'm still talking words, I'm still rhyming. Send the four with no skirt, point blank range, but it ain't even hit the rain. I'm great with the suit, so gonna act the fool. Yellow diamonds in my watch, yellow till I win the pool. Hustle in my bloodline, bitches just like a pit. Trunk going ham like red crackers in the mindset. My lingo super slick, how you think I caught this bitch? Candy on the car, and it's brutal like a bowl trick. Still a rapping hater, you ain't seeing none of this. You can call it hood. I just call it stack and chill.
Red on my face for running up these bands. In my joint, hit hard like it's a battle of the bands.
Let's do it.
We get money.
So many caps, your boy done went major. Now lay the flavor, jumping on Gator.
Cruising in my bread box, same color fish scale. Might as well call it seafood, I'm brine clamshell. Can't you tell that this nigga really on some shit? Louis frame fat, right? And I rock the sticky stick. Magic kid, frisky, chilling with a model bitch. Sitting up in my Tonka truck, damn, I got these nigga pissed. I can't miss when I pour a lot of folk kill. Body dropping like I'm Brad Pitt and Mrs. Smith. Patron to the dome with a semi eyes ring. Smoking like a chimney, cruising like a submarine, super clean in my team, doing spring swag check. If it seems that your jeans need to get a tag check, this dedicated to that white girl in black tape. She treat me like every day is my birthday. I feel like a pimp the way she hit the bar. Never coming up short, cranking daddy all his squad.
Let's do it. For running up these bands in my joint, yeah, hard like it's a battle of the bands.
Let's do it.
So many caps, your boy done went major. Now lay the flavor, jumping on Gator.
Let's do it.
We get money for real. Sweat on my face for running up these bands. In my joint, hit hard like it's a battle of the bands.
Let's do it.
We get money for real. So many caps, your boy done went major. Now lay the flavor, jumping on Gator.
Let's do it.
We get money for real. What's up? What's popping, y'all? Welcome back to a mixture of arts with your girl, Say to Say What's Hone It Down on EOTMRadio.com. And as always, y'all, we have a great show for you guys tonight. To all you hungry folk out there that are determined to get your ex-lover back and fix your broken marriage, because EOTM Care, we always strive to encourage, empower, and enlighten minds with a little network, because we totally understand it increases your net worth. Now, with that said, are you screaming, "I want my ex back and fix my broken marriage"? Well, discover the critical steps to an effective plan to getting your lover back and fixing your broken marriage right here, right now, on Mixture of Arts with me, your girl, Say to Say What. All you got to do is call in at 718 664-654-6543 to share your story or comments, and you should definitely go ahead and visit www.getbackmyexlover.weebly.com, and that's getbackmyexlover.weebly.com for a full review on the ultimate magic of making up and more fertile marriage business. All right, folks. Now, first of all, let me just tell you something, all right? Now, relationship experts agree that the most important step to winning back love is creating an effective plan of action and sticking with it 100%. Now, the key factor, though, is that you must know what your ex needs from you, how to fulfill those needs, and most importantly, what to say and when to say in order to make the best impression. Now, I want to make this very, very clear to you guys. Now, things, as far as you dealing with your lover, when you want things to work, like, you really cannot just sit up there and come up to him or her in a way that is going to scare them away, okay? Now, there are so many things that people do that are just not even called for. Now, if you guys are hurting and need help fixing a broken marriage or a broken relationship with a little magic, I think that you would love and appreciate some honest and warmly information, I would say, about the things that I will be mentioning to you guys. But seriously, though, like, if you are looking for someone's shoulder to lean on and someone that understands exactly how you feel, I think that the magic of making up is the perfect resource because it provides friendly compassion and creative ideas. And it's also created by a guy named T.W. Jackson. He's great at understanding both sides of a broken relationship, and he offers some very unique, unusual ways to get back into your ex-life. Now, what makes this book very special is that in a way, it helps you understand chemistry and relationships, and you will learn why some relationships are destined to fail while discovering the simple things men and women need from each other to stay in love. And T.W. Jackson also shows you how to use psychology, conversations, and body language to get your ex to open up to you instead of ignoring you. Now, to get a feeling of what I'm talking about and what T.W. does and how he can help you, I'm going to go ahead and play a short little YouTube video created by him. All right? Y'all stay tuned.
Hey, this is T-Dub. Just kind of hanging out here today and answering some mail. And I just get so much email and letters through the post now that I can barely keep up with it all. So I thought that maybe it would be helpful if I read a couple letters to you, and it maybe that would be helpful for you too. I'm going to leave out the real names and the the real cities and states and such, but I've got a letter here from Karen. This actually came by email. I'm going to call her Karen. Her name rhymes with that, but I'm going to call it Karen. She says, "Dear T-Dub, help. First of all, your book is helping me immensely, not to get an ex back, but to totally rejuvenate my communication with my boyfriend so that he never does become my ex." That's good. I'm dead stuck on one thing, though. You say that we train people to treat us badly, and I completely get that. You also say that we should reward good behavior, but not bad behavior. So here's my roadblock. How do I stop or punish, not reward, that bad behavior? Great example. My boyfriend and I are in a long-distance relationship. I am in blank, and he is in blank. So our relationship revolves around phone calls. He has a really bad habit of saying, "I'll call you later tonight at a certain time," and then not doing it. Or else just not calling all day and then calling at night when we can talk longer. I love checking in just to say hello phone calls as much, if not more, than the long conversations. I know he doesn't do it because he doesn't care. He's just a guy and doesn't really think phone calls like I do, but it bothers me. I so look forward to talking to him, and then he doesn't call. I feel forgotten and neglected, like something better has come up, and I got pushed aside. Even though in my heart I know it isn't true, these small things create a little seed of resentment inside of me, and sometime in the future causes an inevitable fight over something totally unrelated. So I guess my question is this. How do I punish, not reward, this behavior without sounding like a nagging shrew? How do I tell them this is not okay with me? I'm not angry, but I want to nip it in the bud before it creates resentment and leads to anger. Please help me. Thank you so much, Karen. Okay, Karen, that is a great question. You probably got, you know, every woman that's in any kind of serious relationship cheering along with you. You know, it's kind of crazy. Why do you guys do that, and how can you? And I think you know that subconsciously that you can't nag about it. That kills relationship for men. Nagging just kills it. So, you know, what do you do? And just for you, if you're not sure what Karen was talking about, in my book, Magic of Making Up, I talk about what's called CRM, or the Conscious Retraining Method. And it's kind of tongue-in-cheek, but I say, you know, how to train anyone to act the way you want them to act. And most of the time we go through our life and our day training people to act in ways that we don't want them to act. And this is a perfect example that Karen brings out here in the letter. Because let's say that Karen's boyfriend name is Tom, and that I'm just making that up. But Tom says he's going to call, and let's say that Tom finally calls the next day, and you pick up the phone, hey, Tom, and you're just seething. You are seething already, because he said he was going to call yesterday. So what would you normally do? What would you normally say? Now, normally, you don't have to answer that. Normally what happens is Tom gets an earful of how upset and pissed off you are, or at least if you don't say it, you give it off in your tone. So what's happening? Tom calls you, and what is he getting in return? He's getting, like, you know, Pavlov's dog, he's getting a shock. He's getting a shock there. Calls you, shock. Calls you, shock. That's not good reinforcement. We're actually training them to do what we don't want them to do. And this is what Karen is talking about. So what should she do? Because, you know, if he's calling 2 days late, you're obviously not going to be happy with him. So it's a little bit tricky, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret about guys and about men and what we really, we won't come out and say it, but what we really want is we want to be admired. If you kind of picture back the medieval days, like knights on shining armor, we want to be. So we want to be admired. We don't want nagging. Nagging equals shot. That's nagging. We want to be admired. If you go back to the old medieval days, it is a great sense of honor. And men will go to their death for you if they believe that in your mind you have this big self-image or big image of them in their head. If they know that you see us as like some kind of knight in shining armor, we will go to battle for you. I mean, we will literally lay down our life for you. So what you do and how you how you play that to your advantage is when we do little things, I'm using this as an example, when we do little things, you compliment us and appreciate us on these little things, and you do that to train us to do the small stuff like calling you. So a real quick example, because I'm I'm kind of running out of time. If he does something small, let's say he does call you on time, and you say, "Hey Tom, gosh, yeah, you're right on time this time. I really appreciate and I admire how you are a man of your word. And when you say something, you do it. That's one of the things I love most about you." Do you see where I'm going with that? So when they do something right, even small stuff, you say, "Hey, you know, one of the things I really admire about you is how when you say you're going to do something, you do it." And you don't have to use those words. I mean, use your words. But you catch a drift pretty soon when Tom says he's going to do something. If he says he's going to call on a certain time or a certain day, he's going to do it. And you're exactly right. The last thing you ever want to do is nag him. And I could go on for hours about that. But you want to find small things that he does. When he says he's going to do something, he says he's going to get the oil change in his car, and he does it, say, "Man, you said you were going to do it. I knew you were going to do it." And even if you have a little bit of doubt, just give him the benefit of the doubt. And pretty soon, if you keep doing that, keep reinforcing that, he is going to come to a point where he thinks that in your mind, when you think of him, he's like that knight in shining armor, and he will go to his death for you. I guarantee it. So I hope that was helpful, and I hope I didn't run over time here. I'm going to try to throw this up on YouTube for you. If you haven't got my guide yet, it's called The Magic of Making Up. It's typically for folks that have just broken up. It'll be over on the link to your right. It'll be a little blue link just underneath the description there. I'd love to see you, and I'll try to get another video for you. I'm running out of time on this one. Thanks for listening.
Okay, y'all. I hope you guys really did enjoy that little MP3 I had downloaded from YouTube. Yeah, but what T-Dub is basically talking about is that, I mean, I'm so sorry, ladies, but I really just have to put it out there. I mean, we as women, we sometimes kind of take our men for granted. And it's like we want everything in the whole world. And you know this, ladies. You know that's true. You know that we want every single thing. We want our nails done. We want him to be this way. We want him to do this. We want him to do that. I mean, men go through a lot already because they are men. And honestly, when he talks about men, as far as in general, loves to be admired, that is so true. I mean, think about it. Like, the littlest things that your boyfriend does for you, like, let's say for instance, let's say your boyfriend, I don't know, works at a clothing store or something like that, you know what I'm saying? And basically your friends are talking about him because he works at a clothing store. And your friends' men, their men, actually, you know, works at this big old corporate office and whatever. The thing about that is that you may be feeling some type of way because you feel as though that your man is not bringing enough income, and you feel as though that you should leave him because of that. Now, my thing is this, right? If you really love somebody, or if you really do admire him, you would appreciate the fact that this guy is actually working his butt off trying to support you, and it shouldn't even matter to where he work at. You know what I'm saying? Or let's say, for instance, your man comes home from work and you've been home all day long, and he comes home and he is extremely tired. Why in the world would you, as soon as he walks in the door, just start nagging him about silly stuff? Like, let's say you want him to go take out the trash. You just nag him about him taking out the trash and how come he didn't come home on time, and you're basically just going off on him. Now, when you are doing that, that is basically going to draw him away from you. I mean, let him come home and just chill, relax, you know what I'm saying? Kick off his feet, comfort him, talk to him about not the things that is going to make you guys argue, but just show him some appreciation of his hard work. And that's what T-Dub is basically talking about. I mean, I'm so serious. If you really want to get your ex-lover back and just fix your marriage, I think you should definitely go ahead and pick up T-Dub's Magic of Making Up book. Y'all can definitely go ahead to getbackmyexlover.weebly.com, and you can go ahead and read a short article that is on there about the magic of making up. Now, a few things that I actually picked up is that, like, five things that you should stop doing if you have broken up. Now, this is for those people that are just going out of line and they are becoming very, very annoying. I mean, like, seriously, I am pretty sure you know who you are. You know what I'm saying? You know what you're doing that is annoying this person, and you know what you're doing is actually pushing, like you are pushing them away further and further and further away. Now, the five things that I found is that you should stop trying to convince him or her you are the love of their life. Two, stop apologizing profusely for everything. Three, stop promising to change for good this time. And four, stop trying to get them to see that it wasn't really our fault. And five, stop begging with them to take you back. Now, these things may not seem like it's nothing, but come on now, seriously. I mean, I have had a guy who has, well, who was, I would say, like a guy who was just like so stuck on me. I mean, he apologized for every single thing. I'm telling you, like, every time I came around him, he always tried to talk me into getting back with him. And, I mean, if you were in that shoes, I'm pretty sure you know how annoying that is. And that really pushes you away from them. Trust me, like, you have to listen to me because, I mean, you have to plan what you're going to do. You just can't sit up here and think things through real quick and think what you're going to do is going to work. I mean, just like anything else, like love is part of your life. So why not take that seriously? Like, if you want to be successful in anything in life, you have to plan it. And that's the same difference with relationships. If you are in a bad relationship, you have to plan your way out of it. If you want to be in a relationship, you have to plan your way in it. That makes sense? Now, please be aware that T-Dub's book is not for stalkers, ex-convicts, or people with severe mental problems. Now, I'm not saying this just to be funny or nothing like that, but come on now, seriously. I mean, people can really get ridiculous with it, and they sit up here and try to kill you over the, like, just for you breaking up with them. Come on now, seriously. Like, your life is not even worth it. Now, on the other hand, there are some things that you should stop doing. Now, before I go ahead and mention some things that you should stop doing, I'm going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then I will be back with you guys in a quick second. All right? Y'all hold tight.
Sugar.
Welcome back, y'all, to Mixture of Arts with your girl, Say to Say. What's holding it down on EOTM Radio? Right now, we are in the process of talking about effective ways into winning back your ex lover. Now, before, I was just trying to tell you guys some things that you should stop doing for you guys out there that is just so annoying with it and don't even know what you're doing, don't have a effective plan into how you're going to get your ex back and how to fix your broken marriage. I mean, things would be so much simpler if you just knew how to plan it. But for real, it's not even about how to plan it. It's all about you even starting to plan it. Yes, it's all about starting to plan it. Yes, of course, when you start planning something, it's not going to go right. But if you go over it again and again, you can fix the errors, and then you can start off practicing your plan. Now, some things that you guys should be doing and you guys that you should never do is that you should never leave the radio off because every song makes you cry, loss of appetite, binge eating for comfort, calling your ex several times a day, text messaging and emailing constantly checking your email and voicemail to see if he, she called, not going out because you are afraid to miss a call, thinking nonstop about why he really left you, feeling massively depressed, feeling urges to spy on him, endlessly rehearsing what you should have said, and endlessly rehearsing what you will say if you bump into them. Now, these things might sound so silly, you know what I'm saying? Trust me, it might sound silly, but you all know how annoying it can be, and I'm pretty sure you guys have even been through it before. I mean, I have done this before, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has done this before. If you have broken up with somebody that you really, really love and that you are really into, of course you're going to really think about them. And if they left you for another woman or another guy, or they just don't like you because of your nagging and because you don't respect them and you don't admire them, of course, you're going to feel these type of ways. But at the same time, you have to train yourself not to think like that, not to emotionally detach yourself. And you really have to, for real, like you really have to sidetrack for a second, get your thoughts together, stay away from them for a good while, and think things through. Because your first impression should be your best impression. You feel what I'm saying? Your first impression should be your best impression into winning back your ex. And like I told you guys before, T-Dub is the guy. I mean, he has helped over thousands and thousands of people like you get back with their exes. And he is such a great person at it. I mean, I can't really really explain it, but I mean, if you had listened to the video earlier, you would see how laid back he really is, and how he truly gets a kick out of helping people like you get back with their ex and fixing their broken marriage. Now I want to go ahead and share some great information with you guys. Now when I was pregnant with my third child, right? Of course, I didn't have any money and stuff like that. And actually, I was on my hustle to really get some free stuff for my child, maybe like diapers and the crib. But my main issue was the crib. Now, my best friend actually told me that the WIC office offers these little classes that you can take, like, for instance, if you were taking a class on how the baby sleeps, then you'll probably receive some, like, lotions and stuff like that. Now, I had took a lot of those classes because I needed every single thing when I was pregnant. But at the same time, the lady who was there told me about this relationship class. called Frameworks, and it's from this company called Destiny Christian Services, and is located in Atlanta, Georgia, of course. Now, Bethany Christian Services is also an adoption agency as well as a relationship facility. Now, the program was absolutely free, but they paid me $75 just to take the course. And you know what else? They paid me, like, I had two kids, so I had my mother-in-law watch my two kids, and they paid her $25 per child just to watch my kids for me, just to take that class. Now, in the class, though, now the class was so good. The event actually focuses on strengthening relationships and helping couples prepare for parenting. Now, each 2 day. It was a two-day event, but that included with strengthening relationships, improving communication, problem-solving, trust, marriage, and resolving conflict. Now, the great thing about this is that it really, really, truly taught me into how to be patient with your partner. Like, you really have to be patient. And not only that, but you have to have a very effective way of communicating. You cannot sit up there and blame everything on your partner. And when you guys are in a dispute, you should take some time off if you are very, very upset. I have learned that the maximum amount of time that you should be away from your partner when you are angry is like maybe 60 minutes is like maybe an hour, and it shouldn't be more than an hour. And then basically when you are in a dispute with your partner, you should always sit down with that person, look them straight in the eyes. You know why looking straight in the eyes? Because when you're looking somebody straight in the eyes, that creates comfort, it creates trust, and you should look them in the eyes, and you should look straight at them, sit forward, and you guys should tell each other what you love about them, what the problem is, tell them what they are doing right, and then try to resolve it that way. I'm telling you, it works every single time. Trust me, I use the same method on my man as well. I mean, this relationship course has taught me so much, and that's the reason why that I love The Magic of Making Up, because the same things that I learned at Bethany Christian Services is the same thing that is inside of The Magic of Making Up, I'm telling you. Like, for instance, let's say that you're that you guys are having problems because you guys are so tired and you guys just had a baby. I mean, of course having a baby can really take a toll on you if it's your first time. I mean, even if it's your second or third time, it can be, but personally for the first time, it can be a toll and on both parents as well. Now, if you guys are both tired and you guys hardly have time for each other, the best thing to do is not to argue about it, is to basically just be straightforward with them, sit with them, look them in the eyes, tell them what the problem is, tell them what you love that they're doing for the child in you, and then try to resolve it in a way to where both of y'all can agree on. So the key to it is to find something that both of you guys can agree to, and then both of you can sit there and work it out together. Because if one person disagrees and the other person agrees, it is not going to work. So if you're really trying to resolve a problem, you should try to find a way to where both of you guys can agree on something, and then both of you guys can work on it together. I mean, and the most important thing is that you should always be respectful. I don't care what the situation is. If you are are not being respectful in an argument or a conversation, then there is going to be yelling. There is going to be screaming. There is going to be fist fights. There is going to be everything else that you do not want to happen. It is going to happen if there is no respect in it. And not only that, but you don't want to keep blaming things on your mate. I mean, that gets pretty annoying at times when somebody just sits there and just try to blame every single thing on you, like they are just the goody two-shoes. No, you cannot do that. Like, you really just have to be considerate. When you're in a, when you are in a relationship, it is not all about you, okay? It is not about you. It's about both of you. It's about both of you working together to make things right. You know what I'm saying? To really learn to love each other the way that you guys can love each other the right way. Once again, I can't really stress to you, the key is to have an effective plan. Write down your thoughts. Write down your obstacles. Write down the obstacles that are in your way. And then when you write down your obstacles that are in your way, look them over and find out which one is important and put that in the right order of your thoughts. And when you are done doing that, find out a way to where you can eliminate the obstacles that are in your way of your relationship. It is that easy. But also, the magic of making up can also help you along the way. I'm telling you, I mean, his step-by-step plans is so easy to understand, and he literally talks to you like he really knows you, and he is very genuine about every single thing that he talks about in that book. Just write it down. I mean, I can't really stress to you more as far as writing down every single thing. Write down a map of the different things that you will do. Write down the different things that you will say. Write down things that you admired about this person. Write down things that you hate about this person. You know what I'm saying? And then compare them and then see to how both of you can fix the problem to where the problem is no longer a problem. And the best thing is just to communicate with that person, just be straightforward, and no yelling, no screaming, no blaming stuff on this person, none of that, none. Listen to what I'm telling you. Do not yell, do not nag, always be respectful, agree or disagree. That's all you should do, agree or disagree. But don't nag. Don't nag. It's not going to work. If you're nagging, then he's going to nag. Or if you're nagging, then she's going to nag. And then it's going to turn into a big old argument. And then things just start crashing down completely. You see what I'm saying? So with that said, I hope you guys are taking this into consideration. And I hope you guys really learned something from T-Dub as well as me. Remember that everything starts with an effective plan. You should write things down, compare your different obstacles, and compare his different characteristics that you love and hate, and find out ways to where you guys can talk about it and you guys can fix it together. And, of course, now, you are not perfect. So you can sit there and write things that you like and hate about your lover. But what about you? Write down some things that you hate about yourself that you don't like. And then once you write down the things that you don't like, then you can try to fix things that you don't like. And then, I mean, maybe there is something that your lover just hates. Maybe he hates it when, I don't know, maybe he hates it when you chew gum too loud or something like that. If chewing gum too loud creates an argument, then you could try to find a way to chew, I don't know, lower. You know what I'm saying? Just find out a solution to your problem. But don't try to do it alone. Try to do it with your partner so that both of you guys are involved, so that the communication skills is there and you guys are communicating effectively, and that way your relationship can go on effectively and work out the way it should work out. Now, once again, you guys can definitely go ahead and visit getbackmyexlover.weebly.com and get your copy of Magic of Making Up. The Magic of Making Up is an instant download, so you don't have to wait or nothing like that. I don't care how late it is in the morning. I don't care if it's 4, 5, 6 in the morning. You can definitely go ahead and download the ebook, and it's just $39. You know what I'm saying? You can go ahead and keep searching and searching and searching for the right answers into your relationship, or you can really go ahead and go with a true method that really works, and you would get all for your money. Trust me. Trust me on that. You would get all for your money. If you don't want to go ahead and read the article on the Get Back My Ex Lover website, you can definitely go ahead and visit Say What, and that's http://, and it's sayewhat.makingup.hop.clickbank.net, and that's going to take you straight to the download page, and you can definitely go ahead and do it that way. Thank you guys for your time. I really do appreciate you guys listening and chiming in. If you guys have any questions, don't forget to go ahead and call in at 718-664-6543. Once again, it's 718-664-6543 if you have any other questions. If you guys have some more questions, I could definitely go ahead and hit me up on the chat, or you can go ahead and visit my Facebook page. Just type in Say To Say What, and that would take you to my Facebook page. I'm going to go ahead and end it right now. Thanks for you guys. I really do appreciate your time. Thanks for listening, and I hope this little assessment was very valuable to you, and I hope that you learned something from the YouTube video and as well as from me. I really cannot stress anymore as far as how writing things down is the right way to go about doing things, because everything requires you to be effective, and you can never be effective into just doing stuff. Like, you really just have to write it down, and you have to look it over and study it, and just be yourself, and just be real. Don't be fake about it. Just be real. Be honest. Create trust, admire, and understanding. Try to be understanding. Try to be admiring, and try to be a lot more than what you were doing now, because you know why this person is your ex. You know the reason. I may not know the reason, but you know. So if you know the reason that you don't have your ex, then you need to figure out a plan that works. And the plan is that you should write things down, for one, and then you should definitely go ahead and get the magic of making up. It added to that, because he would totally surprise you. I'm telling you, once you read his book and you start doing the things, the different steps that are inside that booklet, you will dramatically see results, and the results are so inspiring. I mean, I really can't even explain it, but I mean, I've been with my man for over, I don't know, 7-8 years now. And I use the same methods all the time, and he uses the same method all the time. If my relationship can work, yours can work too. And it's just about y'all two working together. That's all it is, y'all two working together. There is no I in a relationship. Remember that. If you think there's an I in relationship, then you're not in a relationship. You know what I'm saying? You are in it by yourself. You are in it by yourself, and there's no reason why that you should be in a relationship if you are thinking that way. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and end this. I'm going to go ahead and play another song. Make sure y'all stay tuned next week for Mixture of Art, same time, same station on EOTN Radio with your girl Say To Say What on it down once again. I'm going to go ahead and end it now. Thank you guys for listening. All right?
Grab your telescope, I'm flying high, discard your submarine. Being late crazy what I like. Some say I'm crazy like a crow. I'm so fine, you deny something your lady wouldn't show. Whoever gets out with the thought of why your lady wouldn't go. I got your girl like my career, I guess that means she's out to blow. All the women, they be chasing me and I know why. All my clothes and shoes are faded, yes sir, I'm so fly. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly. Get them all out every weekend to upgrade my style. Spending money, going reckless, and I'm just so wild. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly. I've been hustling, I've been hoping. I'm the rapper of the year. You stuck in trapping, cause your rapping won't be happening for years. Hit them all and buy it all. It seems it's happening in here. Hit the bar and drink it all until you acting why you here. Making all my money disappear, that's what I seem to do. That makes the life of Phantom Man and the Magician interfere. Sometimes I spend my money quick and I be sitting here confused. Did I blow it on the clothes and shoes or was it on the coupe? I stay clean like I'm detergent, moving fast like I am sound. All my fans, they know I show them love and pass when I'm in town. I know that we ain't in school, but have some class when I'm around. With the women, it feels like I'm at a draft when I'm around. All the women, they be chasing me and I know why. All my clothes and shoes are faded, yes sir, I'm so fly. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly. Get them all out every weekend to upgrade my style. Spending money, going reckless, and I'm just so wild. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly. It's raining, it's pouring, your nigga, he was snoring. I guess that brought you here into the club tonight. I'm gonna make this money fly, I'm about to throw some dubs tonight. All these bitches shocking me, which one am I gonna fuck tonight? My nigga make so many moves, I'm telling what I'm about to do. I'm about to hit the floor again like, damn, I just got some shoes. Never had no haters, everybody say that I'm a fruit. I am so official, I'm surprised that I don't write the rules. All up in the club, by the bar, out about every week. Sometimes I hit the strip and let it pour out on the super freak. Some drinking till they fall out, I just drink till I'm with super freak. Some people say I'm dreaming, I say nah, I think you asleep. That's right, cuz all the women, they be chasing me and I know why. All my clothes and shoes updated, yes sir, I'm so fly. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly. Get them all out every weekend to upgrade my style. Spending money, going reckless, and I'm just so wild. Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly.
Bitch, I make this money fly.
Tell them, bitch, I make this money fly. Bitch, I make this money fly.
All the nigga in the club that you see, you wonder why your girl keeps looking at me. Maybe it's my swagger, cause I done made this money fly. And I know that you wanna try, but you know that you can't. Cause they call me Andy Man.
They call me Andy.
They call me Andy.
They call me Andy.
They call me Andy Man.